Is it possible to be comfortable? Is it possible to open to hearing sounds, if there are any sounds in your environment, inner and outer? Giving some time for arriving, sometimes step by step, we arrive a bit and then we remember a better way of supporting knees or head. We remember to turn off, to silence, to plug in. Gradually, as we come in closer to ourselves, we might remember, oh yeah, I might need a blanket, or oh yeah, I might need some fresh air. So if there are some sounds near you, inside and around, we can spend a few minutes playing with hearing practice. And if where you are is very, very silent, or if the sounds are too disturbing for you, then you could play with seeing or just feeling a place in your body. Or, as usual, another option is feeling for a word or image that you resonate with as a kind of representation or kind of musical note that you find rhymes with a sense of your North Star, your calling, what's important, what you love. So we're not trying to find obedience to an outer voice, but just reminders of what can help us have an inner permission and remembering of letting down our guard, feeling safe enough to let something deeply natural happen. Practicing an outer stillness and outer silence to rhyme with a quality of stillness and a quality of silence that can help us listen for our whispers of inner truth, our whispers of what's the true north. The inner magnetic subtle pull. So please, listening to my voice in that way, not as something to be obedient to, but just hearing, if at all, something you resonate with, feeling how you resonate towards listening to your own inner voice. And feeling receptive to your own inner gravity. So with body, or with an image or word, or with seeing, or if possible, with hearing for a while today. Resting and relaxing and letting hearing happen. perhaps feeling your backbone and letting hearing happen. Possibility to notice what the inner weather is like today and letting hearing happen. Maybe allowing your body to be something like a haystack, a pile of hay, cut grass. So taking up space and with volume and on the ground, in the air. And also filled with space. So there's the heaviness and also space among all the different grasses, all the different pieces of hay. So letting the body be heavy and also kind of take up more space or even a sense of fluffing out a bit while hearing is happening. Can we let our guard relax and maybe even give a chance for our guards to go to sleep? While something comes awake, while we realize how little effort is needed for a so precise hearing to happen. Really allowing the ears and head and neck to relax and be heavy. So we're not kind of reaching out to try to catch sounds. But more like resting into the ground and becoming like a body of water with wind blowing over the surface. Coming into a responsive body and being so relaxed that the slightest wind can make a wave on the surface, without disturbing our contact with the ground as well. Perhaps losing some of the sense of where the body ends or begins. And the quickness of sounds here and gone. The freshness of the meeting with sound, already heard. Already gone. Even before our mind can start thinking about what we've heard. So we start to get a sense of this very wide awareness operating by itself. Our sensitivity that can so precisely hear sounds as they are. So fresh. Even if then our mind might filter sounds as good or bad or boring, ordinary, uninteresting. Perhaps we can get a sense of that immediacy, freshness, directness. Of our sense perception. The very quick presence, the very quick receiving of sound. Here and gone. Here and gone. And just feeling and noticing in a feeling kind of way the difference between the direct perception, the just sound, and our liking or not liking of it. Our images in the mind, our words in the mind about it. And then again, also, perhaps if there's a liking or disliking of a sound, what happens in the body with that liking and disliking? Very quickly, but after the direct perception of the sound. Maybe a contraction away from something we don't like. Perhaps an opening or lifting of the heart with a sound that we do like. Or whatever you find happening. Sometimes it might be possible to kind of melt and relax so much. that it feels like there's just hearing happening rather than me hearing it. But rather than using tension to try to make that happen as a goal, we could just play with relaxing a bit more. Or feeling if there's so much agitation, fear or worry, anxiety, anger or story going on in our system that relaxing more is not a possibility right now. And just feeling for a few moments how that feels in the body, just as it is, not as something wrong, something uncomfortable. So if you're in a kind of flow with hearing and relaxing is possible today, enjoying playing with an edge of how relaxed can I be and still there's hearing and a kind of gravitating into the immediacy of sound and mind meeting. Noticing if your mind starts to narrow down to kind of receive only from one direction. The possibility, not the necessity, but the possibility of opening back out to all directions, all around as well as within. The possibility of feeling that already here awareness that's ready, that can accommodate any sound. But maybe also a sense of presence that doesn't need sound. Sound can come or not come. A wide mind without edges. Or if there is more agitation, alarm, and so on. Possibility of feeling if there's somewhere in your body that feels good or at least neutral and coming into that area. Feeling, what is that good feeling? Is it softness, solidity? Fluidity or stillness, opening or embrace. Arriving there and receiving. not expecting, but maybe some curiosity. And if that is also very slippery and hard to stay with, another way of practicing would be to remember a moment that you felt good. Maybe happy or joyful, maybe grounded, beloved, belonging. At home or on an adventure. In nature, in meditation, in dancing, in lovemaking. On a mountaintop, in the sea, whatever it may be. And letting that memory come back vividly, gradually into the chemistry of your body mind. And just noticing, feeling what you feel. Or if you prefer something more physical, coming down to feel legs and feet. Maybe the more agitation or pressure in the head, the farther from the head to go. The feet, the toes, the heels, the soles of the feet. And there's nothing lesser about practicing this way. Just actually finding toes, feeling themselves. While there's a hurricane going on up in the head and chest, perhaps, while the heartbeat is racing, the head is bursting, whatever may be. The expression of the alarm system. That there are also toes, the skin of the arch of the foot, of the right foot, of the left foot. Is there a sense of a pulse in the foot or in the feet? Is there a part of your foot in touch with the ground? And the part of the mind that might look down on and think of this as a lesser kind of practice, we can just feel that thought and emotion and how does it feel in the body? And then back to the living feet. Really entering into our feet as if they are one of the smartest parts of the body. With some other kind of intelligence. Letting feet come alive. Again and again, letting the sense of our feet come open, have volume, fill with life. Maybe as if our feet would be like a flower bud that opens out and then opens out further into a kind of puffball of seeds, like a dandelion. Letting the sense of our feet get big. And as if that kind of thinking up in the head would be a flower closing up in the evening. The repetitiveness, the fake news. Just simply folding in. As if a flower closing for the evening. Perhaps giving some time to feel and inhabit the part of the foot that would touch the other foot when we put our feet together, if we're standing, for example. The medial side of the foot. Or of both feet. The outer lateral rim, the other side of the feet or foot. One at a time or together as you wish, whatever works well for you. And if you have time and feel like you're starting to get into a flow or are already in a good flow, that possibility of staying in a bit longer, as long as you wish, even though our half an hour is coming to a close, the possibility of coming off the clock and letting your meditation have its own timing. May there be peace in this world and in our lives towards awakening for all, including ourselves.